The GFCFian was called Betelskroy Bispe Blispin III and was androgynous. Betelskroy held the rank of Legislator Admiral, though, like most people in the GFCF, the little alien seemed almost ashamed of having any rank at all. In fact, officially, Betelskroy's full title was, and most species required a deep breath at this point, the most honourable, heritably concurrent, delegated vice-emissary legislator-admiral-elect Betelskroy Bispe Blispin III of Terwyntyre, tertiary, domain, etc. This was the short version, of course, excluding his educational qualifications and military service medals. Certain components of this startlingly grand honorific apparently indicated that Betelskroy was the trusted, word-good-as-the-original clone of somebody back home who was even more imposingly magnificent, to the point of being too posh even to do anything as vulgar as actually travelling. Betelskroy looked, briefly, very slightly pained.
"The precise operational parameters are still being optimized as the vessel is fitted out," it explained. "As in original, it utilizes hyperspatial aggregation motors and additionally applied induction factoring rather than the more common warp engine technology which powers the vessels your own society builds. Again, as in the original, of course, the maximum apparent velocity is achievable over a defined period."
"A defined period?"
"Indeed."
"What you mean is, only in bursts?"
"Of course. Again, as in the original, though again, as it were, a higher maximum and for longer."
"So what's its indefinitely sustainable maximum?"
The little alien sighed.
"We are still working that out, but in excess of 10 kilolights, assuredly."
"Ah. What about the weapons?"
"Generally similar to, and in some cases, improvements on and refinements of the originals. In a word, formidable. Far beyond anything the Sokultian enablement currently possesses. To be frank, so far beyond they will remain arguably non-analyzable and certainly non-reproducible for the foreseeable near-to-medium future. This, sir, will be a space yacht capable of successfully engaging entire fleets of vessels representing state-of-the-art technology by Sokultian enablement standards and some way beyond. Great care will need to be taken drawing up the, how shall I put this, the generally available component of the use and ownership contract for this to pass muster with the sadly all too zealous bureaucrats of the Galactic Council's Technology Transfer Oversight Board."
"Well, we'll see. It does look terribly retro in style, don't you think?"